Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1321 in the writing is Shin number 473. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of washing Nagelwasser. So one should be very careful not to touch any food with one's hands before washing Nagelwasser. It's a very important thing. Mishnah Berurah says the lashon of toiv lizor ma'oid. One should be very, very careful. This is due to the fact that by touching the food before washing Nagelwasser, in other words, you know, Nagelwasser three times, doing it the right way, the Ruach Ra, the impure spirits resting on the hands, will be transferred to the food. This does not apply to food which is wrapped in food which is wrapped or in a packaging, or food possibly in a container or something along those lines. If food is taka in something else in a container, it's paper, silverware, whatever the case is, so that would be, that's not a problem. Because it acts as a intervention between the food and the hands. As long as one does not touch the food itself, it's perfectly fine. Foods which have been touched by... So it's only a question of the food itself. All right, so now let's say somebody did touch the food for whatever the reason was. They touched the food. Is there a way of working with it? So food which was taka touched by unwashed hands before somebody washed Nagelwasser, the Mishnah Berurah tells us should be rinsed off. That food should be rinsed off three times in order to remove the Ruach Ra, the impure spirit, from the food itself. Now, this would only apply, obviously, would apply to food that wouldn't get ruined. If it's a type of food that was touched and it's going to get ruined if you, you know, wash it off with water, then you'll just be throwing it out, so there's no point in doing that. A type of a food, this usually has to do with a harder type of a food that was touched. We'll see in the upcoming shiurim in reference to a food that could be peeled. It's machlekes if the peeling's going to help. But be it as it may, if it's a harder type of a food that could be rinsed off three times, Mishnah Berurah tells us that is what should be done. One should rinse off the food three times if they know that it was taka touched by somebody who did not wash Nagelwasser before touching the food. Now, b'di'eved, you know, let's say whatever the reason is, somebody can't wash off the food. It was touched. Person did not wash Nagelwasser. It was touched, and I can't rinse it off. It's just going to get ruined. So b'di'eved, would be okay to eat, post facto, after the fact. One does not have to go ahead and throw it out. It does not make the food usher. It's not like it becomes treif or something along those lines. But still, again, like we said at the beginning of the shiur, the Mishnah Berurah does say a lashon of toiv lizor ma'oid. The person should be very, very careful in these inyanim and not touching food before washing Nagelwasser. But again, if it did happen, and one should rinse it off three times, they can't rinse it off. It's a type of food that will get ruined. So it is allowed to be eaten. Now, a child who did not reach the age of chinuch, we spoke about, you know, under five or whatever, something along those lines. I mean, there's different ages, but a berach roughly around five and a half-ish, roughly. But if they're below the age of the chinuch, so then that would be also, there's much more room to be lenient, we spoke about. And also we spoke about in the past that if a non-Jew, a Gentile, who touches food without washing Nagelwasser does not render the food impure, that's no problem at all. We spoke about by a guy, a non-Jew, a Gentile, if they did not wash Nagelwasser and they touch food, there's no problem with that because of the fact that the Gentile does not have this Ruach Ra on their hands for the various different reasons which we spoke about in previous shiurim. So therefore, one doesn't have to be worried. You know, you go into a store and you see, the guy touched my food, the Gentile touched my food. Who knows if he washed Nagelwasser? There's no issue with that because of the fact they don't have this Ruach Ra in their hands. So that is not a problem. Okay. All right. So these, it's in Simen Dalet. Just go through the Mayim Makom, Simen Dalet, Sif Katan Yud Dalet, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, and also this could be found in the Laws of Daily Living, page 8. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tuv.